Begin the current daf. Misachem daf mem. Hey, begin on a bit. Begin the taste of the beginning with the Gemara. Kaifis sa'or sheikh al yeshiv. If you have a block of yeast which was designated for a sitting, so then butler, so then it's going to be nullified. Which Tosfos comes to explain. You let him maintain the chametz, even though it's fit to be eaten. And the Rishon just explains that this is dependent on Machlekes Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, if you have to actually do something to change it. Which Tosfos explains, although this is fit to be eaten, but since you're not keeping it for eating, but you're nullifying it, like we find by the laws of Tumah. The bat law, that's considered nullified, even though it's fit to be eaten, like the Gemara says with it. It says, if you have a house that you roofed it over with seeds, with planted things. So it purifies those seeds from Tumas Eichon, because now that you made schach out of it, so you nullify from the halacha being a food item and became like an oil for the house. So it's like a piece of wood. And if there's tum in the house, for example, some tzaras, so these ram become tummy, but with Tumas Labda Raisim. Its tumma is not biblical, because in the Torah, these things are not really the house itself. As Tosfos explains, kizdi deraisim, if you think to say that it's tamid deraisim, kimetzino oichem the betamid tuma chamur, then you find actually food items that have a severe level of tuma, which would be like an avot tuma, but that's difficult according to the Tan Beri B'Shmol over there in Chulin, on Lav Kof Chof Aleph, that food items do not have a tuma chamur. Umashani, the Gemara answers that no, the truth is that it could have a tuma deraisim. And it's not difficult, we find oichem have a tuma chamur, because kishashimish might say it's shimish when it's functioning in this tuma, it's functioning like a piece of wood. So Tosfos mashmi the Bible al achila, but this is the Tosfos' whole point. It sounds like that it's fit to be eaten, because if not, then it wouldn't be difficult to be shmol that says that food items don't have a tumah chamur. Obviously, you see that even though if it's al achila, it could still have this halachum of bittel, and that it's not going to have tumah. Now, when they read, seem to read the chiyeh the pligelin tumah perga behemo, just like that. The Tanaim differentiate regarding the laws of Tumah in Shabbos Daf Nun Beis Mabeis. The Rabban and Sav, the Rabban hold the Chalakim of Tumah Zabashin Ma'ase, that it only becomes out of its state of Tumah when you do something to change it, which is that thinking that you don't want to use this anymore as a kli, it's not going to be effective until you do an action to it. So let's say in our case of the bundle of yeast, which was designated for sitting, it's not going to lose that status of kli until you do some type of action to it. He says that, no, that this rule that doing an action to an object takes it out of being a vessel was not said regarding an action that fixes the vessel. Rather, it has to be an action that ruins the object. So therefore, here this kaifas of sa'ar would not lose the status of vessel until you do an action that actually ruins it, like it says over there regarding tumah. That would be the same to machlekes over here, Rabbanan Yehuda, regarding chametz. According to Rabbanan, any change would nullify from a kli, and then would go back to the problem of being chametz. According to Yehuda, would only be a change that would ruin it, that would nullify from halacha being a kli, and again, back to being a problem of chametz on Pesach.